For 20 years, fisherman Tony Mills has been chasing scallops in the waters off Bundaberg. After the six-month winter spawning closure, so far the catch has been encouraging.
The boys have gone out this year. They've had very healthy catches from November the 1st. A lot of the scallop was south around the Mooloolaba, Tincan Bay area. And obviously that's where they targeted. They all steamed towards their way. And they've been unloading, you know, a good, healthy amount.
A year ago, then-Fisheries Minister Bill Byrne announced he would close the stock replenishment areas in the wake of a stock assessment that put the biomass level at 6% of 1977 levels. It effectively wiped out 40% of the catch. For Tony Mills, the impact was immediate.
It's basically been decimated. This year, my turnover has dropped. I haven't been able to supply my customers, which I tried to. Laid off around 13 staff, found them jobs in macadamia places or wherever I could place them, but there's at least six or seven I'm still haven't got any work. Bringing them back, we'll start doing the scallop, but there's definitely not enough scallop, especially if they don't open it for January, which they haven't, and that's when we export to China and Hong Kong for the Chinese New Year. So it hasn't been a real good outcome as far as I'm concerned, Mike.
He's still not convinced the government used good data to make the call.
I mean, I've been doing this for 20 years and it's always been quite successful. I have no idea why they've closed those areas without even doing a survey in them and having some scientific background. I know they've shown me figures, but I don't know how they do that without doing a survey last year and they closed it.
A Fisheries Queensland spokesperson says a three-year, $2.58 million fisheries research and monitoring program is tracking the recovery of Queensland's scallop stock. It's co-funded by the Fisheries Research and Development Corporation. There were also independent monitoring surveys completed in October, though the results are not yet available. She said the monitoring data would be fed into a stock assessment model next year to produce an updated biomass estimate. And until it reaches at least 40 to 50% of 1977 levels, all six scallop replenishment areas located off Yeppoon, Busted Head and Harvey Bay will not be reopened. Kevin Reibel is the treasurer of the Queensland Seafood Industry Association. Earlier this year, he took part in a scallop working group made up of industry and government representatives trying to find a way forward for the fishery.
I think that in the new trawl plan coming forward, that we need to have more robust debate within the industry and government to come up with a solution moving forward that, you know, we may have to think about putting more SRAs in on a far quicker rotational basis, so they're closed for a period of time, open for a period of time, to maybe keep the level of stock up and also give the level of return back to the boat at a good level.
Do you think the scallop fishery in Queensland as an industry is sustainable?
Oh, yes, I'm sure it is. You know, I've been 40-odd years in this game and it seems that around about every 20 years or so, there is a downturn. And I don't believe it's overfishing because 20 years ago, 40 years ago, there wasn't the amount of boats or pressure on the fishery then that there is now. But having said that, there's external pressures there too. You know, we've had that redevelopment in Gladstone Harbour there. Nobody can tell us yet whether or not any of that stuff that come out of there has done anything to the fishery any good. We've got runoff, we've got seasonal things, we've got lack of water, we've had our droughts, you know, then we have our floods, we have our cyclones. So, you know, there's so much involved in the environment for these animals that I don't believe the fishing is where the pressure is the biggest problem. We need, industry and government need to have some really robust debate on this and come out to a level that, yes, one, the biomass has got to be lifted up. We can't leave it where it is. It's got to be lifted up. But at the same time, the boat owner and the operators out there have got to have a sustainable, profitable industry moving forward. So, you know, at the end of the day, we're all looking after that resource and we need to keep that industry in a profitable position moving forward.